The Kid and the Foot Race. Back in the late 1860s, a baby-faced, skinny kid roamed the West searching for unsuspecting runners to engage in foot races for money. His immature looks were deceiving. The kid actually was a trained circus performer and a professional foot racer. To his credit, the kid was a neat dresser, extremely polite, and a talkative sort. His appearance in a town usually coincided with a county fair or some other celebration that would guarantee a large crowd. His scheme was to strike up a cordial conversation with a group of men about some innocuous subject like the weather or fishing prospects, and work the discussion around to the topic of foot racing. In due time, he would offer to run against the local champion, telling the men,
"I'm pretty fast. Anyway, pretty fast for a kid. I've got some money. I'll take your bets."
One time, the kid was put up against a burly farmer. The farmer agreed to the foot race on the condition he be allowed to name the place and distance. The kid responded with a confident smile,
"Fine by me."
After all bets were placed, the farmer led the way to the edge of town. He pointed to a freshly plowed field and announced that they would race to the far fence and back. The kid got off to a fast start, but soon tired in the soft soil. He had the speed, but not the strength of the farmer, and before long the kid was having trouble even lifting his feet. The farmer was the clear-cut winner. That day, the kid learned a valuable lesson. Merely being fast on your feet does not always win the race. Sometimes you have to use your head, too.